This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time, to every purpose and the time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, Collect, Popeyes, Print Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful day, guys. Grateful to be in your company. Always happy to be above ground in the land of the living. Today's Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. If you're celebrating a birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I smell like one, too. Praise God. You're here. My God. In the land of the living, enjoying yourself, and hopefully that you're still being able to render yourself unto the purpose that you've been called to in this life, to be able to fulfill that despite the naysayers and the detractors. Keep pushing forward. Like I said, happy birthday to you guys. If you're celebrating your birthday, celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary to you. My father and mother celebrated their 44th anniversary. How I know it's 44? I'm 44 years old. Tell you I stood waiting. I was right there. Well, I was in there. I was, you know, incarnate, but I was in there. Praise Jesus. But nonetheless, guys, if you're celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary to you. Celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. And I know there's a lot of persons that actually mourn during this time for a transition of a loved one who has gone on to be with their Lord. Praise Jesus. So, in times of recognition, I just want to be able to do that and be able to identify those things, all right? So check this out. Make sure you check this out, guys. The Ministry of Tourism, Investment, and Aviation invites you to vote now
and the Caribbean Journal's third annual Bahamas Travel and Sustainability Awards at the Caribbean Journal's official website, Caribbean Journal's official website, and Ballot Link. Make sure you support the Bahamas' best before September 2nd. They want you to be able to do that. So make sure that you do that with vigor and determination. Make this thing happen and support our businesses. Also, Kalik is back, guys. Pop the top with Kalik is back. $200,000 in cash and prizes. You can get great merch. Kalik merch, cold hard cash, a great deal of things once you pop the top. Check it under the top. And follow those instructions. $200,000 in cash and prizes. You could be able to get that. So enjoy yourself in those particular spaces. And Kalik wants you to be reminded to drink responsibly. But hey, guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper. Grand Bahama Airport, critical. Grand Bahama Airport, critical for Grand Lucayan. We need to know the timelines for the airport. Concord executive says this is information in the papers. Now, you remember we had this kind of a conversation? We talked about this sort of an idea of the balance, $827 million that they're pumping into an entity that is maybe about 30 miles away, maybe 20-some miles away from the international airport, and even further away from the cruise port, and persons being able to come in there, right? So we're looking at that, and to make such a substantive investment in Grand Bahama, we know that there had to be some confidence some things would happen. And so we asked a few questions as to what had happened. We know that our government has received a significant loan from, I think it was the UK, for about $400 million, right? And they split the $400 million. The $400 million was to be for the airport, but they split the $400 million in two. They poured $200 million into the airport, or they sort of identified $200 million for the airport in Grand Bahama, and they took the other $200 million and actually kind of peppered it throughout the islands for the development of those airports in different spaces. So it was a good move, right? It was a good move. But we haven't seen, for the most part, the development of those particular airports. Remember, we got a couple calls. Person called in and said, Howard, listen, I pass the airport road every day. I haven't seen any construction. Chester Cooper came out and actually indicated that, you know, things are on track and they're moving and so forth and so on. And not to say that it's inaccurate what he said, but we're still waiting to be able to see the fruition, the fruits thereof. Because, you know, some things may take time and you don't necessarily see the foundation. Foundation is the most important thing to build. And just to be sure, to ensure that you have everything in proper order, who knows? I don't know, right? So we were waiting for that. And now we're seeing the execs take this kind of approach to indicate that it needs to work simultaneously. I don't know. See, we don't know the politics behind these things. We don't know what's happening in the backdrop. We only know the voice and the face that comes to the forefront with accusations, with allegations, with a position, articulating what's happening or what's not happening. We don't know the politics associated with that. We don't know. We looked at it. We looked at the official kind of launching and redevelopment of the Lighthouse Point and what they would have been doing in Grand Lucayan Hotel and what our expectations can be and all these particular things. But I know the hotel cannot survive. Nearly $1 billion investment. It cannot survive without an airport. At the heydays of the Aulukaya property, we would have seen just for early arrival check-in. People come in to the Bahamas first thing in the morning, early arrival check-in. 3,000 people in the lobby. Easy. And this is the Manor House lobby. 3,000 people. Easy. Just checking in. We had four hotels on the property that we work with, right? Three major hotels. You had the Breakers Key, you had the Reef Village, you had Lighthouse Point. And in those particular spaces, you could come into the manor house and you can check in with us. Or you could go over to the Reef Village if you're staying over there. But if you're staying with us anywhere on the property, you could come into the manor house, check in, and then kind of peruse the entire property, whatever the case may be. If your rooms are going to be ready for you until 3 o'clock. The hotel can't without an airport. It can't. It can't. And the idea of being able to pour more and more and more into the development of this particular property without being able to see a parallel growth and a sustained growth as it relates to the airport, it's just, you got to question it. You just got to question it. And so now we see them in the papers at the forefront being able to talk about that. The Concord Wilshire Capital Senior Director of Cruise Ships and Resort, Adam Petrillo. I think that's what he says. Right, hold on, let me put these glasses on. I told you I get glasses. I feel old. Right? And when we see these things and we identify these things and we talk about these things, the difficulty that we're having is that there's a sense of inconsistency here. Because we're hearing one thing in this kind of glee about the potential that can happen. We're watching people take on this kind of a position to indicate, oh, you wouldn't believe what's happening in the Bahamas. You wouldn't believe what's happening in Grand Bahama right now. We're hearing persons start to talk about this sort of an idea that persons are coming back from wherever they were, the boondocks, to come back to Grand Bahama. We're doing all these things. I am one of those persons. Yeah. I don't need people to be telling me to go home. Yeah. When you find yourself in the position that I could take care of my family and myself, I'm ready to go. All right? And so we see these particular things, right? He says there are challenges because we're still waiting for the airport to evolve. And this is what he told Zednes during a recent event in Miami. He says, so in order to bring all the capital to the table for the various pieces of the particular hospitality sector, we need to know timelines as to when things will start and will begin to determine the schedule for completion. See, now this is a peculiar thing for me. For Howard Grant, this is a peculiar thing. In order to bring all the capital to the table for the various pieces of this particular hospitality sector, that is too much. That is a mouthful. In order to bring the capital to the table for the various people, come on, man. You've made a commitment for $827 million. $827 million. This is the concept. You've already gotten the commitment from the government of the Bahamas that you can be able to begin these particular things. And as a result, you're saying that your development, not the signing over of the contract, not the stipulations that's laid out in the memorandum of an understanding or the letter of understanding, letter of intent. No stipulations. You would have received this. You ready then shove the gold shovel in the ground. You ready then break the break ground. You've done all these particular concepts and whatnot. You've taken on this task. And now you're saying that your development is contingent upon something else before you even made. This is a peculiar thing for me. This is a peculiar thing for me. And so I'd like to be able to talk further with the Minister of Tourism that he can be able to bring some clarity to these particular issues and make us to understand exams where the relationship exists between the government and Concord and the expectations of when they are to be able to execute. Now, you and I know that when we sign contracts, we have X amount of days. Let's say we buy a hotel, we buy a building that we want to be able to sell some stuff in. And as a result of this build, you know, the building is absolutely naked. We pay our first, our last, our security. After we pay the first, last, and security, there's an expectation that you should be finished with the development of your building within the space of 60 days. So we ain't going to charge you no rent within these particular 60 days. But if you ain't finished within this 60 days, so this is a stipulation associated with it. And we identify those things, but we take on the task. It seems as though Concord hasn't done that. so we could be able to talk about these things, right? So Cooper's indicating also that the Free National Movement is in shambles. This is I, Chester Cooper, being able to take on a strong position on the link up to talk about these things. I like it. I love it as it relates to campaigning and how things are going. Let's talk about this. At the Progressive Liberal link up, Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper said that the Free National Movement is in shambles and not ready to govern. Now, no party is perfect. This is how he started it off. He said, this is what he said on Monday, but there is such a thing as a party that's hopeless. Oh my God, this is too much. There's such a thing as a party that's hopeless. He said that, and that's the FNM, hopelessly lost, hopelessly disorganized, hopelessly inadequate, and hopelessly unprepared with a hopeless leader. This is what he said. And then he goes on, he says, Cooper hit the recent shuffling within the Free National Movement Party, hitting out the deputy of Central Grand Bahama MP, Iram Lewis. He also slammed the party over the handling of the former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. We can talk a little bit more about that, and I can tell you why I almost slipped into darkness. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this. Slipping into darkness.
Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charge, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Just go. If you can get back into Grand Bahama, do so now. It's about to shift. There's a lot of things happening. That's sort of the sentiment that I am getting from a great deal of persons just being able to talk to me about that. So I'm willing to hear more about it. I'm willing to hear about those particular things. And I'm waiting to hear from my family that carries that kind of a rich sentiment about the shift that's happening in Grand Bahama. A lot of the sentiments about this idea of shift is coming from an external standpoint. And so, you know, my family lives in Grand Bahama, my family and my friends, and all those particular persons that I would have known even growing up. they're still there. And I don't hear this kind of a rich, billowing sentiment that says there is a significant shift. There is sort of a contentment that exists in this space, this alleviation that the hustle and bustle of life doesn't exist in Grand Bahama. That's a good and bad thing simultaneously. There is a rich sentiment that is being pronounced over Grand Bahama apostolically. I don't know whether or not this is a decree and a declare, this kind of a declaration that's being made, or if there is actually a shift happening on the ground. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's on the text line. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
I listen to your show, and I can almost tell you I have some work going on in Grand Bahama with some of my clients, and I can't speak for nobody else in terms of the airport and the hotel and all the other things. I know some things are moving on the ground. But in terms of the airport in Grand Bahama, I've never seen Grand Bahama move the way it's moving. And persons who have properties in Grand Bahama, there are persons going back. I don't know, droves or whatever have you, but persons are returning. Nevertheless, though, Grand Bahama is supposed to take off. And persons, I want to encourage persons who have property in Grand Bahama, who have houses in Grand Bahama, who have to abscond because of the hurricanes and all the other things up in the past. I want to encourage some persons to begin to go back and look at those properties right away. I'm not just talking about the new key that is open, but there's a huge fishing investment that is taking place in Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
And they cannot find labor. Grand Bahama is going through a labor crisis where persons who have left now need to return and to secure work. I didn't take jobs, but they need to secure work. There has to be a career path mindset for persons, especially when it comes to the tourism industry. I think Grand Bahama has been forsaken for many, many years. I take my hat off to the present administration for going into Grand Bahama and waking it up. I do believe that the hotel deal is not only real, but I saw what happened with Resorts World in Bimini when they said that Resorts World was coming. And then they kept saying that ain't nothing coming, nothing coming. Encourage all of the persons in Bimini to go and qualify for the positions that would become available, which include casino. It included all things hotel management. When the hotel was built, the people in Bimini were not qualified enough to take on the position.
And so they had to open it up.
That's happening again.
Yeah.
In Grand Bahama, we have to now, persons have to now prepare for access. They have to now get ready because Grand Bahama is about to take off in a very significant way. This is not a political voice, but this is a voice of reason. People have to now prepare because Grand Bahama is about to be restored. And you talk about the airport. Some things are happening simultaneously. But the reality is that Grand Bahama is about to do something different, and you're going to see the North return. And the Bahamas cannot be restored economically in the North, until the North, which includes Abaco, is back on its feet. And so I take my hat off to the movers and shakers. Take my hat off. There are a lot of people who don't listen to politicians because they believe politics and politician is just talk. They saw what happened to Lucayo for many years. And so people want to the reality of what is actually happening. They believe a lot is happening on the ground. And Grand Bahama, I'm in and out of there. So I can tell you, I have some clients in Grand Bahama, and I talk about high-end clients, so I know a lot of things are happening. So hats off to your conversation. Thank you for taking on the conversation.
Now, I want to expand this, though.
Thank you so much, my friend.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. Always great to hear from you. But I can be honest with you. I want to be able to expand this. I want to expand the conversation. I want to have a good conversation with the Deputy Prime Minister. I know that we're in the thick of politics. I know that when you make these particular pronouncements, there will be a significant pushback. I got a lot of persons texting me right now, Howard, you need to be able to talk about the sort of an idea of what did not exist and what did not happen as it relates to the promises that the PLP has made and the lack thereof in terms of the fulfillment and not being able to see those things. So a lot of persons are calling me to tell me to fulfill that. There's somebody just texted me just now and says, Howard, I just come back from Grand Bahama yesterday and everything is big caps, dead, D-E-A-D, telling me that straw vendors are indicating that they don't make a dollar on some days. And we've heard those particular pronouncements for some time coming out of Grand Bahama more specifically. But I don't know whether or not this declaration, this kind of proposition, this speech that exists or being spoken over Grand Bahama is sort of the instant gratification the persons are looking for. I don't know whether or not they're speaking it into existence and it's showing up right away. What we are saying, what I'm hearing, is that there is enough stents, enough beams in the concrete, in the foundation for the building up of our expectations for shift on Grand Bahama, is what I'm hearing. Okay? So I want to be able to say that. Now, guys, I just wanted to be good with you and talk about those things. Like I said, I want to be able to get Chester Cooper to sit with me and see if we can be able to have a further conversation about that. But I, with great interest, I got a couple calls. I got a significant telephone call. I couldn't take the call because I was on the radio with you having a conversation about the Free National Movement and having a conversation about how I see some things within the body of politics in our country. And based upon my exposure, because as a young, relatively young man, and my proximity to politics is based upon observation, based upon stories that is being told, based upon the experiences in the outer skirts. I'm not in the outer courts, right? Well, I'm in the inner courts. I'm not in the outer courts. I'm in the inner courts. I've moved from the outer to the inner courts. And I don't know whether or not some deep down in my subconscious there is a desire to be able to get to the Holy of Holies. But I'm in the outer courts of politics in this country. And yeah. So I sit with the old men at the gate. And my experiences may not necessarily be other person's experiences. Yes, yeah, so some people know about the glow or the lack thereof of politics who exists within the Holies of Holies. In the core of politics, they know some different things. But you can't fight me for my experiences. You can't say, you can't cuss me and my children and my wife and my future to death. You can't do that because we don't have the same experiences. I think that's unfair. And my mind, the carnality that exists within all of us, that seed that we have to relentlessly pray off and always go before the Father and ask Him to forgive us, my mind starts to slip into darkness. I only ever wanted to be decent and sit in a space of neutrality to talk about national growth and development. But you keep pulling me into darkness. I want to talk about that, guys. When we get back, I want to talk about these particular things. And I want to ask a question as to whether or not the decorum in this particular political season would be low or whether or not we're going to raise the bar. You tell me. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
I was slipping into darkness. Yeah. Talk to my brother. Oh, 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 oh.
your cap by 700. 200,000 in cash and prizes, with winners on different islands.
Collect!
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap by 700. You could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, matter set. I pop mine out.
Check some Marie God.
I pop mine out.
Home comedy, look
win free bears out.
I'm going under.
Check your cap.
When you go around Bahama, collect!
Pop the top with Collect. Check your cap at 700. You could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, matter set.
Drink responsibly, buddy.
When it comes to burgers and flavor, you already know he's the king, and he's the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's talking about the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. No cap on this one. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and a bold chipotle sauce. Can't forget about the fixings that cover that crispy chicken patty. And if you love your beef patties, two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches. They're bigger, they're better, and bolder than the other guys. But hurry, they're only at Burger King Nassau for a limited time, so try one today.
Is your business ready for the next big step? More inventory? New equipment? A larger space? At Fidelity, we offer commercial loans tailored to suit your business's needs. Inquire today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation. The foundation.
Mic check, 1, 2. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Eight patients, we're here with jamming. I hope that you can hear me out there. If you want to be a part of the conversation, I'd love you to do so. Give me a call, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you could be able to hit me up, 422-4796. We're here live and in full effect, being able to do what we do. It's a couple days before I start my vacation. Tomorrow I'm going to be here jamming with you on Small Business Thursday. Got a couple calls. Howard, do you have any slots left? I think we got about four or five persons going to be coming with us tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. And over the break, just before we slipped into the break, I wanted to just let you know that I asked my spiritual advisor to be here with me. Praise Jesus. I can't even get no amen, God, right? Yesterday placed me in a peculiar situation because the liberty that exists in this particular space, it seems as though it has a desire. I don't know. I can't say it like that. It seems as though that there's an attempt to erode it, right? The liberty that exists in this particular space. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and this kind of the views that we espouse, that doesn't necessarily always align with what management says, but they give us that liberty and space. I feel like over the past few weeks, it has been challenged by the political electorate. You've seen what come out of the office of the prime minister. You've seen those particular positions that have been taken as it relates to being able to identify that, scrutinize it through the lens of whether or not we are as bad as we say that we are, and pushing the envelope to be able to dissect leadership in our country is, I suppose, frowned upon. That's one of the things, and that's one of the issues that I sort of grapple with as an individual. And I've tried to be very decent about that. Never knew that I was in this kind of a mode where I am defaming person's character. All I'm indicating is through observation. Like I said, I have never been into the holies of holy as it relates to politics in this country, but I've moved from the outer skirts like Mordecai into the inner courts. I can't even get no amen, Jesus, right? So I have moved into the inner courts, and what I didn't understand, I have a greater understanding. But we all have experiences. Yeah, yeah. How are you speaking in code? No, I just want to be as transparent as possible and try to be able to keep it dignified and not slip into darkness. Introducing my good friend who's here with me, none other than Ambassador Devin Rowe, being able to talk to us, getting himself prepared to be able to do those things. It's not Charlotte, is it?
Charleston.
Charleston.
Yeah.
South Carolina, and being able to do those things. Say good afternoon to the folks out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. It's good to be back with Howard Grant and my people again. And a lot is going on in our country. As I was coming here, a thought just dropped into my mind, my spirit, that it is so important this hour to remember that as a nation, we have crossed 50, which speaks to a certain level of maturity as a people governing their own journey. At least we were supposed to be doing so by way of sovereignty. But we are amidst great transition. And I stress the word great because we have key aspects of our nation who are transitioning, and I mean not just retiring, but leaving this life and going to the next. And at the same time, I remember for the last more than a decade, I've been kind of, I guess, a quiet watchman on the wall, coming in every now and again to moms and saying that we have to lock in because we're maturing. And with that maturing, there's going to be some birth pains that we go through. But I think we are at a good place, Howard, believe it or not, because we are moving from a nation that was under a whole lot of control when it came to freedom of expression intellectually, from a really strong partisan perspective. What's happening now is we're finally seeing a rebirth of nationalism. And there are a lot of people who can't handle the transition that's happening. For the first time in about 40 plus years, we are seeing people emerge who care more about the nation than they do a partisan political allegiance.
Is that as a result of being relentlessly beaten pulp and this kind of resilience that they always pronounce over the Bahamian spirit? The Bahamian people are resilient people. Has that resilience birthed a new generation of freedom fighters?
Only few have that, if you want to call it a privilege. It's not really a privilege because it's painful, but only few are experiencing that. These are they who are in the throes, seeking to espouse a new narrative, speaking to, I have prepared myself, I have served, I have studied, and I think, boy, this is our opportunity to widen the pool of who contributes to what's next. That pool is very small because a lot of people don't get the privilege to be on the inside and have that kind of level of working and positioning of themselves. I think the bigger impact rate, better pool of educated and also exposed, because you don't necessarily have to go to school to be exposed educationally at a higher level. We're in the social media age. A lot of information is and access on demand. And then you have some freedom fighters. These are those who are in the fro, feeling the blows, who have been speaking for years certain new dynamics of what's needed to take us to a more mature place. And we're in the growth, we are in the birth pains of that. So it's going to feel uncomfortable for some who are on the front line. But I believe a new, got
to
be
is
careful.
There a tussle between, because that's what it felt like to me. There's a tussle between an older guard,
yes,
and a younger guard.
And that,
there's
that,
a tussle,
yes,
between how things were,
yes,
and this sort of an oblivious concept, this sort of an idea, like an ostrich, you have your head in the sand, that you can't see how things are now.
Well, those who have fought for how things were and did not retool or re-equip themselves are going to fight for their life for things to remain the same.
It's heavy what you're saying, because...
But there's a...
It's heavy what you're saying.
There's a tidal wave, or what's there's a riptide, politically speaking and nationally speaking, that we are, I think, about to experience. And I'm not forecasting for any party. I'm speaking to a new way of thinking, a new ideology when it comes to advancing the Bahamas. So those who have not retooled and those who have benefited from things staying the way they are, they're going to fight for it to continue to stay the way it is.
And this is how I had to assess this. And this is what I said. And I just want to be absolutely honest, guys. If you want to be able to join me in conversation, please do so. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. I'm sure you heard. If you didn't hear, you speculated. There wasn't any names called. But I espoused a very strong view. And those views... they came from my experiences, my understanding, my proximity. And I make no apologies about my position. And I got a significant, you know, I got a telephone call that says to me, Howard, I hear that you're telling lies about me. I think I can let you hear it, right? No, you don't want me to? Okay, no, I won't let you hear it. I can be decent, right? But I laugh, but I had to go into prayer and to questioning and to find out whether or not the position that I've taken and the conviction that I carry, is it being challenged at this time, or is the idea of what I see misplaced? That's all it was. I had to ask myself that. And there was a challenge. It felt like the old guard rejected the concept and idea of the experiences of a youthful person. And when you start to talk about this concept and idea of being retooled, mm-hmm, I recognize that education is a very serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't have the elements of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that are ever evolving and always shaping and preparing you, mm-hmm, for the next step.
Yep.
Education can sometimes be stagnant.
Indeed.
And I don't say this because, for no, you know what I mean? I'm saying this.
If you're full of the letter without the spirit, you know what the scripture says about that? The letter kills. Because
so you got the logos, but you ain't got the rhema.
Exactly, because the letter could cause you to take a position of arrogance, of entitlement.
But there's no grace in the logos.
No, there's no grace in the logos. You need the logos has to be mixed with rhema to be balanced and to be most.
But that's
effective.
Where enlightenment comes from. That's the
Indeed.
Wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding.
Which requires humility.
You see why I had to have this conversation with you today.
But listen,
you see, I try to be decent.
I'm hoping you stay decent. So, but here's this. This is huge. You are in a, I literally heard this while you're talking this down. You are in a precarious position because, listen carefully, you have had, I'm going to use your name, you've been granted in a inner sanctum access without necessarily being in the inner circle. I'm going to say that again.
That's it. What you said to me.
You have been granted for a long time inner sanctum access without being officially in the inner circle.
I've said this to nobody, you know. But I know this, you know.
But here's a tie-in.
You know this,
so,
too.
So the tie-in is a conundrum, because you have information being in a circle with inner circle credentials. But there's still a level of allegiance and confidentiality expected because of the perceived access. And I think many don't understand that you've experienced a rebirth, so to speak. And the rebirth makes you, like what I introduced earlier, more passionate about the well-being of the nation than any particular grouping.
That's why I always enjoy talking to you, because there has been a rebirth. Mm. There has been a rebirth. Yep. There has been revival. There has been realignment. There has been restoration. Mm-hmm. There has been an epiphany of sorts that caused me to be able to question that 12-year-old boy that saw this glee that existed in my mother for the arms of flesh. Oh, mm-hmm. God, like, that's got to calm down. Mm-hmm. And there's sort of an idea as I evolved, recognizing that the arms of flesh shall fail you. Mm-hmm. And I went through that. I traveled that. And as a result of being able to travel that, I understood that I have to be able to rest my allegiance, my commitment, my idea about what the country should be into the bosom of God that will surely take me over into the purpose that he's called me to. And I've done that. And so this is why I started that. I tell you, I just want you to be here with me today, my brother. So I got to have my spiritual. Hi! Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Brother God. How are you?
What's up, Julian? Everything good?
Listen to me. What's the name of the gentleman there with you? I missed him.
This is Ambassador Devin Rowe.
Okay, that's the church gentleman. That's Cancer Rowe, brother.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
You're correct.
Okay, good. Brother Grant, let me flip the script a little. Have you been sitting down, getting to your earlier part? You have me a little concerned. Anytime you're coming late like that, let the people know something, because we are getting the truth together. We almost came up by the Guardian. Hello?
I almost do what? Go ahead.
No, I said you came in a little late today.
He was concerned.
And we were a little concerned. We almost had to come up by the Guardian. But thank God you're
no,
still there.
No, I good man.
Okay, good. But listen to me. I was sitting down thinking, some more good women to get into politics. I was thinking of the people of the likes, if they could get the people like a Loretta Butler-Bach, people like a Dawn Lee Penn, people like a Joanne Archer. You know, these are some women that I think can do this country a good service. Now, you know I'm a big fan of You know, I'm a big fan of Dawn Lee Penn. You know that. That's no secret.
I know that.
Even though she, as a woman, decides what she wanted to do, I respect that. And I respect her as a bohemian person that would do well on either side of the fence. But this foolishness now that I'm here is going down in sudden shores. This is beginning
now
to want to
going
be
down
Mr.
yet.
Grant. As a, not as
you gotta
a
wait till
it
go down.
FNM.
The elevator gotta reach the bottom.
As a bohemian, it's beginning to the tiger me like they're trying to hold the people that has the country at heart down.
Go ahead.
It makes me feel like if Ms. Penn was being treated the same way under the PLP, I'd have been saying the same thing that I'm saying today. But I want her to know.
Julian,
I know she listens to
your show. We can't say how she's being treated. I could tell you, based upon what has been floated to me by people who I have a great deal of confidence in and who I don't believe would lie to me for any reason, I could tell you that there has been some speculations and saying that there has been some shifting. However, it has not gone down yet.
It's going to be
so
tripping because what happens now?
Let the
strategist, the next election for the FNM, not this election, They know they're going to win this one. So they're trying to rebuild for the next election. They're trying to make sure I put Dwayne Sands in an area where they believe he can win. Because if he loses this one, he will never be leader of the FNM. And that is some people's dream for him to be leader. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I want Ms. Penn to know, or see how anybody listening to the show, the PLP has a big tent. Come back home. I sure Mr. Davis can find something for you to do. Come back. You don't need to. The way they're treating you, Ms. Penn, I feel it. And I know what she is good for, Mr. Grant. When I did my eye surgery, that woman didn't know me. And that woman taught that woman so much, my friend. I speak from my heart today. I love her as an individual. I want to know FNM and no PLB. I want to that. I'm talking with the woman herself. Took me in, hold my hand, and took me to Mr. Wilscombe. And said, boss, we have to do something for Julian. And she didn't stop until they did it. That is where that come from with me.
Yeah, they always say, appreciate your telephone call, Julian, producer. Let's see if we can take the next one. Julian, I really appreciate your telephone call. And I heard a lot of persons being able to share the same sentiments about her. And I've had my experiences with her also. So I believe that she is, a very decent human being. And I'm grateful for that. But guys, let me take this commercial break and let's get back and let's talk about these particular things. And I just wanted to be as decent as possible. I tell you, I got my spiritual advisor in the studio with me today. None other than Ambassador Devin Rowe, getting himself prepared to go down to South Carolina and do a great deal of things. And if you guys want to be able to go also, I'm sure he's going to take time to tell you about that. But let's take this quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch today's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply.
Tell them.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect here, being able to talk in the aftermath of Hurricane Howard yesterday, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what you'll expect, man. I take great liberty in the idea that I could be able to sit here and have a national conversation for growth and development and not being able to shift words, to pull back, to do this, to do that. I take great pride in that. I take great pride in that. I've sat in different spaces that everyone has not had an opportunity to. I sat in ZNES. I sat in different... this is my fourth radio station. I had two podcasts. I do want to be decent. Mm-hmm. I sat on four national radio stations, five actually, one in Grand Bahama. I did it in Grand Bahama also. Oh, yeah. I'm serious, oh. Right? And so I've evolved into a very clear understanding that this cannot be for the purposes, and this is all this is. This cannot be for the purposes, I cannot take my position on and being able to agitate for one political party or another. I can't do it. I can't sit here and be able to espouse very subtly the position of the Free National Movement. I just can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Okay? I can't sit here and tell you how great thou art as it relates to the PLP. I can't do that. Or the COI or the DNA. I can't do that. Nor can I deny my affiliation with any of these particular organizations in the past. Mm-hmm. But you have to give me the grace for maturity. You have to give me the grace for development. And after I've reached the juncture of development, of enlightenment, of understanding, of trials and tribulation, I have the whips on my back to show you that I've gone through. And now I stand in the position for national agitation. You still fight me. You fight me. And so that's what I said. I started off with this sort of an idea of whether or not the democracy that exists in this particular space, and not this facade of democracy, this democracy that says, yeah, let's talk about national issues, let's talk about growth, let's talk about development, it cannot be challenged by one political organization or another. There should be a banding and an understanding that we have a higher standard. Mm-hmm. That's why I never go on into talking about any one character or another character. There is a banner. Just like the tribe of Judah that runs before the army of God, that dances to be able to invoke the Spirit of God, there is a banner on Guardian Radio throughout the nation. Talk to me, I just want to be decent. And the banner and that kind of proprietary kind of position where they've been able to say that this is where conviction exists, this is where transparency exists, mm-hmm. this is where that's kind of an upright thing exist in this space. I've never gone into no talking about individuals. I've always said as long as Guardian Radio continues to be able to hold up this banner, mm-hmm. I could be Aaron holding the hand with you.
Well, one of the things I like today is that I have not heard the previous shows. I'm not following. Still don't even know all the details at this point in terms of what's been going on. I heard that there was a Howard Storm. But I'm happy that I can speak today from the individual I know in private quarters, because you're very consistent in having a heart for the nation going in the right direction. You're very consistent with representing me. As a matter of fact, I think you are extremely bold representing your faith, on air, off air, wherever you are. And so I can attest to that level of character and maturity that you possess. And it's clear that there's a great following who appreciates you for that as well. But I go back to the point that we are a nation that's in transition in terms of our level of maturity, our level of forethought and insight into the future. A new type of behemoth is developing with this young generation. This young generation is not the generation that was would die for Pinland's PLP.
No.
Some of them don't even know who Pinland is. Sad to say, this generation that's coming up, they're very global in their exposure. And they live on their phones in the world of TikTok and Instagram. And they really, really want to hear, what's in it for me? What's going to make life? And that is what drives them. I said many years ago, that there isn't, in my opinion, and I may have gotten in trouble for this, too big a divide in the philosophies or the ideologies of our present political offerings. And I don't say that to be insulted. I'm just saying the passion for nationhood, the passion for majority rule that existed 50, 60 years ago, that formed a certain brand of national fighter. Well, we don't have that fight. The majority in this country now are people born after we were a nation. Mm-hmm. So that's a different mindset. That's a different kind of passion and desires. And so we need the formation of stronger ideological views. Otherwise, they're not going to attract the kind of masses they want to attract in this present generation that's coming up. I think it's a serious, serious need. But it cannot be driven by people who are simply in it for capital gains. There has to be a cause. So greater maturity in politics is being demanded in this hour. And even the concept of someone like myself coming on here and speaking passionately about the nation and not any color, that's a foreign concept. And then I think it's even harder on you because you come on every day now, and the rebirth of yourself with this whole foundation and nationalism and where we're going, people are still kind of pivoting to try to understand how that works.
They still see you through the lens of yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
They still see you through the lens of your ma's a F and M. So shut up. Use a F and M. They still see you through the lens of the DNA. Mm-hmm. But you was a watermelon. So you only was green on the outside and red on the inside.
I like that.
Right? So that's what the fellas tell me. Y'all don't need watermelons. Y'all don't need watermelons. Right? Right? So people see you through the lens of what is convenient for them. Right? Because they need to be able to peg you. They need to know how to approach you. They need to make a determination as to whether or not. And there is a subtle expectation. Mm-hmm. There is a subtle expectation. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunately, but I believe and I'm hoping that our politics matures beyond perception into a space and understanding that we're moving with necessity for the change that is inevitable in this country. Mm-hmm. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon. What are you doing?
Everything good, Anton. Producer, turn him up for me, please.
You can hear me, Alan?
Yeah, go ahead, Anton.
Okay, a pleasant good afternoon. And a pleasant good afternoon, Ambassador Roll. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Anton. All is well. How you doing today?
Howard. I'm listening to you, right? And I want to start out by saying, forgive my humor, Howard, right? But you know it's all love, right? You know it's all love. Never no disrespect, right? Hurricane Howard. Listen,
Howard. Go ahead, Anton.
Howard, yesterday, let me say so. Perhaps as your biggest follower on this platform, let me say to you, sir, you had a momentous, defining moment yesterday. A momentous, defining moment when I listened to you yesterday, Howard. Howard, I celebrated you yesterday. And I'll tell you why. Pardon my pun. But yesterday, we witnessed a releasing and a pulling back from tiptoeing on the edges. We realized a Howard in the sunshine. Yesterday. No disrespect intended. Listen to me, Howard. When you identified who you are not, you move from under the shadow into the sunlight. The sunlight of full transparency. When you released in yourself that spirit to be able to analyze, assess, chastise, critically analyze, to provide critical, necessary, informative, and educational input. You move into a different realm, Howard. People ain't used to that. People are used to transparency. People are used to accountability. People are used to a well-researched, well-knowledgeable, informative talk show host. But what we caught yesterday was a different flavor on top of what you normally provide, Howard. And Howard, my brother, I want to encourage you to keep it up. Now, I was listening for you to come out and, you know, I ain't got no singing voice in my behavior vernacular, right, Howard? But I was listening for you to come out and tell us, what is this? Slipping into darkness. Tell us what that was all about, right? But I know with clarity that your spiritual advisor.
Anton, I just want to be honest with you. I had to make a determination as to whether or not, what path I want to take. I had to think about this. I had to put on a take. I go the war path?
Right.
Do I envelop myself in carnality and travel, or do I do what Michelle Obama say and take the high road?
And go high. Yes. All I can say to you, my brother, I want to encourage you, like your spiritual advisor, to stay on the high road, right? But I also want to say to you, Howard, that sometimes when you are in pursuit of the better good, the overall good for the majority of people in your country, you can't walk the beaten path, my brother. You have to walk. You have to create sometimes a completely new path to separate yourself. Sometimes you got to go in hell in order to pull out the good that hell is trying to take down with it. You sit in such
a position. I need 3 days to be there. If I can't rise on the third day, I don't.
My brother, I believe that the spirit of God, you and your family, protecting and guiding you, and I want to encourage you to continue to be the great leader that you are, Howard. The great man that you are,
Thank
Howard.
Thank you, man, Anton. I appreciate
the great man that you are called to be. God's continued blessing, and it's always PLP all the way, no other way.
I appreciate you, Anton. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. Going to take that and going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
Throughout history, from bartering in ancient markets to the invention of paper currency, convenience has been at the heart of the way we pay. As time marched on, so have we, from barter to cash and cash to digital. Whether you pay with an online bank transfer, digital wallet, or contactless card, with digital payments, options abound. The world never stops evolving, and neither should you. Choose freedom. Choose flexibility. Choose convenience. The future of pay is digital. Visit us online at livedigitalbahamas.com and on social media.
The Nola Box is back at Popeyes and bigger than ever. This year, Popeyes and Coca-Cola is teaming up to give one lucky winner $5,000. Purchase the Nola Box for just $13.95 from any Popeyes location and enter online for a chance to win cold hard cash. Your cravings and your wallet this summer with Popeyes. Rules and restrictions apply.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Foundation.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. I'm getting ourselves prepared for these things. I know you expected another type of show. That's just not who I am. Yeah. That's just not who I am. I'm not here to show you 8 Moroccan me. Yeah, y'all don't want to see 8 Maroc. That is, it's a difficult thing to see. You can't unsee it. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to me. I've come to a conclusion in my life. My father's name is Howard Grant, so they don't call me Howard at home. Okay? My middle name is Romato. So my family call me Motto. Right? So Howard, I spend so much time putting formality on Howard. I'm trying to tell you, when I was in school, I never let people call me out of my name. All this fat boy stuff, none of that. Listen, Howard, I have it I am Howard. Okay? And that's it. It stuck with me all throughout my entire life. Now, as people got closer with me, they understood that my characteristics under the name Motto was entirely different. Because I was home.
Yeah.
This is the bush one. This is the bicycle one. This is the basketball. This is the football. This is the baseball. This is the soccer. This is the ruffian. So people know me, my family and others, they know when they see a certain characteristic, it couldn't be what I was trying to envelop and develop with Howard. Howard is professional. Yeah. This concept and idea of professionalism exists. The mantle for that exists on Howard. Whenever I step out of a character, that's no longer Howard. I can't bring Motto to the people radio, for Jesus' sake. That fella is a dangerous fella. I try to leave him and eat my rock. This the fella who, listen to me. You know the big broad cutlass? Yeah. You slap people on the one side of it. I'm just trying to let you know that Motto doesn't exist in this space. And so when I pray and I ask God, I say, Lord, what are you bringing me to? What is this challenge? And every time it's a challenge, there is obviously a stepping into a new realm. Mm-hmm. That you're stepping into a new glory. That tribulation has come mm-hmm. in preparation to step into a new space. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm in a posture that I'm even more grateful. Because I know that we're moving up. We're going up. Mm-hmm. But I cannot allow the characteristics of the old man. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Of the old man traveled with me into a new space.
Yeah. You know what? You want to put new wine in old wine skin.
Appreciate
it. And then it's so important to us to understand that our network, what we are valued by, is usually the level of problems or crisis we can solve, and that applies to our spirituality as well. Scripture says that if your strength fails in adversity, your strength is weak. And so we have to be able to stand strong even amid storms. And I like to quote the scripture here where trials come only but for to make us stronger.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
If you want muscles, you need resistance.
That's it.
If you want celebration, you need enemies. I'll prepare a table before you.
In the presence of my enemy. Yeah. Listen, so, I didn't have a chance to talk about this, but did you see Garth the other night on Shanique's show?
No, I did not.
He was adorned in all of his regalia.
I'm supposed to tell God, he dresses way up on Shanique's show.
No. He had on all of his tassels and his university diplomas.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Listen, I gotta send it to you, right? He had all of his tassels on. He had his cap and gown, the entire thing. Because they tell him, he's singing for his supper. Right? So they tell him, so he go all on the show, right? And he sat there with all of his clothes on.
He in them.
Listen, and then he carry a fork and knife. He said, I'm not sitting here singing for my supper. I'm ready for the banquet. I laugh so much.
Bravo.
Listen to me.
Bravo.
My ribs was hurting. He was traveling and I call him and I say, listen to me, God, what are you doing, right? He said, I would have to let these people know. Don't just come. I want to hold my quit. Let's go.
He doing the old Shannon. Remember when Shannon used to be a skipper? Skip was together.
Yeah. But I laugh at that, guys. And I want to thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. And I want to thank you so very kindly. I don't want to denigrate what we've built and developed over the years. I don't want to be able to derail the concept and idea of the foundation and our expectations to continue to be able to be nationalistic in our view and always being able to give voice to the voiceless and articulate those particular areas that are falling down. Even if we have to scrutinize leadership that has served in our country, that it has stepped away from the helm of leadership that is currently serving in our country, and those that have the desire to be able to find themselves in the position to eventually serve in this. There is a standard. There is a mark, a bar that needs to be held up. And this sort of a idea that we have genuflected to the concept of tradition in this country where we no longer look at the issue. We no longer look at the sin. We always now evaluate whether or not those that oppose us has done the exact same thing. That has to be done away with. No one is saying that it's right or wrong. All they're saying is that the PLP done it or the FNM has done it, and there is no standard. Talk to me. I just want to be decent. There must be a standard that's held high for us to be able to understand that there's a mark that we should all reach. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to be able to remind you of that. I did not want to do that. So I'm grateful for the time. And that's why I think a lot of us have to count to 10. Talk to me.
Well, again, while you're talking this now, one of the things that dropped in my heart just now was that we need to see more of our senior leaders transcend partisan politics. That's something that we're not seeing. It's almost like you die. Into from an idealistic position.
It's difficult when he's still eating from the partisan politics.
Well, I guess that's a whole new show because we need time to talk about that.
It's difficult because no matter how old you are, your little pension can't do what you needed to be done. You still need a little piece of contract. You still need these things. And so even in their age where there's an expectation of grace, and an idea to be able to see the country for what it is, you still see through the prism of your political organization. And that's not a good thing.
I guess financial stewardship has to be talked about there, because after a certain while, you should be good and looking more to empower others. And that's a pet peeve of mine. I still feel like a whole lot more people, especially in our inner cities, need to be empowered. We should be seen as first class all the time in our country. And if people are living below whatever we establish as a standard, this we ought to be feverishly running after to empower and strengthen them.
Well, I want to thank you, like I said, again, for being able to come with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so very kindly for being able to hear us out today, and I hope that you hear my heart. And I want to be able to apologize to if I have offended you, but know that I stand on my conviction and my position, and I want you to be able to rest assured that we will always remain steadfast and committed to the growth and development of this one foundational brick at a time. You see, tomorrow, God spare, right here on The Foundation. The Foundation.